This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section in Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal with a total cost of approximately 3,169 crore rupees. The cabinet has also approved the construction of a 4-lane greenfield access controlled Mokama Munger section of the Buxar Bhagalpur high speed corridor Bihar on hybrid annuity mode with a total project length of over 82 kilometers and a total capital cost of over 4,447 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet committee's decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the enhanced line capacity will improve mobility, providing enhanced efficiency and severe reliability for Indian Railways. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, retired, has extended his heartiest congratulations to Chandrapuram Ponnuswamy Radhakrishnan on being elected as the 15th Vice President of India. The Governor said that Radhakrishnan's election to the August office reflects the deep trust and confidence reposed in his leadership, integrity and long-standing service to the nation. While reposing his confidence, the Governor said that under Radhakrishnan's guidance, the Rajya Sabha will witness deliberations enriched with dignity, inclusiveness and a constructive spirit, further strengthening the democratic ethos of our great nation. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta held a meeting today with Additional Secretary, Ministry of MORTH, Ministry of Road Transport and Highway, cum Chairman of NHLML, Vinay Kumar, to discuss the potential development of ropeways in Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, DCS emphasized that such infrastructure could significantly enhance connectivity and accessibility across our diverse and challenging terrain, thereby supporting the inclusive socio-economic development of the state. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the state government has made tremendous reforms in governance and developed a transparent system where there is no window for corruption like in earlier days. He said this during a function held to hand over the offer of appointment to 140 selected candidates of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Combined Competitive Examination 2024 at the Dorje Khandu Auditorium Hall in Itanagar today. Mr. Khandu said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set a target for the country to become a developed nation by 2047, and accordingly, every state is making its own policies to contribute its part. He said these 140 newly inducted civil servants will play a crucial role in achieving this status. The Chief Minister also appealed to the candidates to be guided by moral and ethical principles while discharging their duties. On the occasion, the newly inducted candidates were administered the oath of allegiance by the State's Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men, Assembly Speaker Tesang Pongte and a host of dignitaries were also present on the occasion. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today sanctioned an amount of rupees 5 crore from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund for providing assistance to the people affected by the recent floods in Himachal Pradesh. The sanctioned amount will be contributed to the Himachal Pradesh Aapda Rahat Kosh 2025 set up by the Government of Himachal Pradesh to mobilize resources and extend large-scale relief to those affected by the devastating natural calamity. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Khandu expressed deep concern over the loss and hardship caused by the floods and reiterated Arunachal Pradesh's commitment to stand with fellow citizens in times of crisis. Government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence avoid going out onto the streets and exercise all due caution. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.